Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.
Hello and welcome to Understanding Astrology and Psychology Bridge Series. In these series of videos, we are going to uncover the hidden layers between understanding the 9 Enneagrams in the Enneagram system of psychological evaluation, which has got 9 basic archetypes, bridging with the 27 nakshatras in the 12 zodiac signs of Vedic astrology. And we shall also borrow in from the 16 Myers-Briggs type indicators of personality into the 27 nakshatras in 12 zodiac signs. So we'll basically bring in the Enneagrams as well as MBTI models into the 27 nakshatras. So there'll be basically 27 videos of each. This is the introduction part of every video. And how we are going to cover that is by taking a standard format. This is for Ashwini Nakshatra, for example, where we are going to discuss the talents, abilities, ambition, and fulfillment in career first. Then we are going to do some SWOT analysis, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to each from a personality perspective. Then we are going to have some keywords which is discussing the different career possibilities for such nakshatras, especially if it's the Lord of the D1 or the D10. Best working relationships it has with other nakshatras, for example, this one has with Kritika, Rohini and Vrikshira. And then we are going to bring in the Enneagram model types, 3 of them, which are closely matching with Ashwini kind of themes which we have discussed here. And later on, we'll also bring in the MBTI, again 3 types, which closely match with Ashwini. So now you can take this as a personality test if you don't know what your MBTI type is or Enneagram type is. I have covered it in a detailed playlist on this channel in a separate playlist, which gives the description and Excel sheet with the free download link of each and every Excel sheet. And you can find out what your Enneagram type is. You can find out what your MBTI type is and then come to this one. Okay. The rules are basically the same. To begin with, you can start with these 4 basic sets of rules. How do I start? If I have my Vedic astrology chart in front of me, the natal, the navamsha, the D10, how do I start? Always first see the ascendant nakshatra, be it natal, D9 or D10. That's the first starting point. For empty houses, if your 10th house is empty or your first house is empty, see the cusp of that house and what nakshatra that falls in. That would be also a good start because we are seeing it from a nakshatra point of view here. Yes. Number 3, for intimate relationships, marriage, see 7th house, 5th house, natal as well as D9 and the nakshatras thereof or the planets sitting thereof. Okay. For career talents, see nakshatra of the Lord of the 1st and 10th house in both natal, navamsha and D10. Compare and contrast. Natal is how you were born. Navamsha is how you turn out as personality later in life, post 32 or 36 years of age. And D10 is what talents, how you will be using the nakshatra talents in your career, in your business, in your job, right? So this being the basic set of rules and introduction, let's get started. The 19th nakshatra of Mula starts the last cycle of the 9 nakshatras moving up to Revati, right? Once again, beginning with Ketu and ending with Mercury in Revati. So this is the last of the Ketu ruled nakshatras. We started from Ashwini, going towards Magha, and then finally ending at Mula. What is this graduation? If you have not seen the 159 code of Ketu nakshatras, just to recap here, Ketu nakshatras are very detached from the world. They have to take their advice, their suggestions, their knowing from their own intuition, from the spirit realms, from the invisible realm. That's what Ketu is. That's what essentially it is. In Aries, in Ashwini, they bring new ideas from the spirit world. In Magha, they bring new kind of power from the ancestry level, because Magha is about ancestral energy. In Mula, they go to the roots and to destroy the lies, to expose the truth. That was the life lesson of Mula Nakshatra. But now in this case, it's ruled by Jupiter. So think about Ketu and Jupiter together, yes? So that's the kind of energy we are talking about here. When Ketu and Jupiter are having synchronous energy in Mula, what does that mean? It means bringing a very liberalized form of spirituality itself. That's why this nakshatra is all about spirituality. True spirituality has nothing to do with dogma or religion or rituals. True spirituality is everything. So this is the powerful goddess energy. Starts in Sagittarius. Sagittarius being all about dharma, the highest exaltation of wisdom. And in this case, we are faced with this kind of a setup where a person goes on exposing truths, and through the process of exposing lies, you might have seen many of the guru figures or saints in this kind of energy, the ones who go on exposing lies. So by the power of destruction of lies, the truth automatically stands revealed. That kind of an energy. 0 degrees Sagittarius to 13 degrees 20 minutes of Sagittarius. The talents being exploration, transformation, and spirituality. This is the beginning of spiritual quest. And because it comes from Jyeshtha, which was all about power, moving into Mula, if the planets are situated in the last degrees of Scorpio moving into Sagittarius, it becomes transformational. It becomes like the king who renounces everything and moves away. I want to find the truth behind things, something like Buddha. He renounced the princely state. He was a prince, renounced all the goodies to find the truth. That is Mula Nakshatra. Abilities is seeking truth, transforming situations, and spiritual growth. Their ambition is to explore, transform, and seek higher truths. Now, this can be even in everyday world. This can be even like investigative journalism. This can be even in educational fields, in scientific fields, in research of all kinds. Seek higher truths, meaning new formulas for science. It's not necessarily running away from everything into the forest. It means just that the energy carried in this nakshatra is of that type which urges a person to constantly seek newer and newer kinds of truths. Destruction of material obsessions and power of influence. These people can be very powerfully influential in their ideas because they have already done lots of internalizing research. Okay, they can have extreme rigidity as a result. Their life theme is dominantly consisted of ups and downs in learning. So that's why people are scared of this nakshatra, because it's a very harsh energy of removing you out of materialism and taking you into spiritualism. The true spirituality starts with Mula, nakshatra wise. Fulfillment in career being philosophy, spirituality, exploration, and teaching. They can make great teachers because they understand things at the deepest level. Strengths, they can be exploratory, transformative, and spiritual. Weaknesses, they can be extremely restless, very high intensity, and very aloof, sort of a lot of detachment there, because they are not connected to the material realm. That's why they need to bring in Ketu. They need to get there in touch with their own intuition by meditative process. There's no other way. You can't go and seek outside for what comes from inside or what comes from the spirit world. Ketu is the spirit world. Opportunities is spiritual roles, teaching and exploration. Threats are emotional detachment, conflicts from intensity, from the weakness there, and risk of burnout. They push themselves too hard, Mula Nakshatra people, many times. The keywords for career here being archaeology career, historian, research professional, academic career, or history expert. Why is the history outlined here? You will see this even in Magha Nakshatra because there is Ketu. Ketu is interested in exploring the past. What is my history? What are my ancestral history? What is the history of this land, of my culture, of my religion, of my faith, of the peoples of the land, so to speak? So they go on exploring. They are deeply interested in exploring the past. That's why all the archaeology, history, everything comes as a career choice. Psychology career, therapist, mental health professional, counseling career, and emotional healing figure in the career keywords as well. Why is that? Because they can dig deep to expose the lies. Whatever lies we have conjured up in our personality through the great tutoring of our parents, society, the educational system, and so on and so forth, those are mostly lies. Those are mostly programming. So Mula sits about going in its task to destroy all these lies. In terms of psychology, it'll be destruction of subconscious ideas. It's just an idea, right? It's just a point of view. Mula Nakshatra is an expert at removing those to expose the true personality. They can also make good in philosophy careers, spiritual teacher of kinds, academic careers, maybe in philosophy, PhD in philosophy, that kind of a thing, philosophers, spiritual guidance. They can also do good in this because they are in the process of only handling the truth. For Mula Nakshatra, nothing but the truth, which is the truth which can stand by itself. That's the Ketu-Jupiter combination. Jupiter alone will think that dogmas and rituals will suffice. Follow a particular religion, follow a particular path, and you're all set. Ketu says, no, that's all a bunch of nonsense. I want to do something else. I want to break all the rules, break all the boundaries, and get to the truth of things, which can stand on its own without the support of any dogma or laws or practices. Their best working relationships for Mula being Vishakha enhances transformation leadership with passion and determination. Remember, we did in Vishakha, they have a lot of determination that could be helpful for Mula, which keeps getting distracted. Purva Ashada, the next one in Sagittarius, complements exploration with enthusiasm and persuasion. Jyeshtha, also in Scorpio, provides resourcefulness and intensity in transformational tasks or whatever they are undertaking, their projects. Yes, that could be it. Now let us see the Enneagram types, Enneagram type 4, 5 and 1, as well as MBTI types, INTP, INFJ and ENTP, which tie closely with the career paths possible so that we can find out what is the best career path these people can choose. And it can be in mainstream, like I said. Spirituality does not always mean running away to the forest or joining some guru of a kind. Actually, Ketu is very much against gurus. It wants to find its own path. These people are highly individualistic. So let us see that. And if you don't know what your Enneagram type is or what your MBTI type is, you can go to another playlist where I have made free Excel sheets for you to download from my Google Drive. Download it, take it for yourself and come back to this. And then check where Mula Nakshatra is playing in your chart. If it is in D1 or D10, Lord of the 1st, Lord of the 10th, and the Nakshatras thereof. Okay, so the first Enneagram type compatibility is type 4, the individualist, expressive, dramatic, self-absorbed and temperamental. Tallies with what we have seen so far, isn't it? Basic desire for them is to find themselves and their significance, to create an identity. But Mula Nakshatra is busy destroying identities, so it's not so much there. Motivation is expressing individuality, avoiding the mundane and seeking depth and authenticity. There is the keyword, depth and authenticity. Centers of intelligence, the heart. So therefore, I suggest for these people, Enneagram type 4 with a dominant Mula Nakshatra, 10th Lord in Mula, for example, would make good in psychology career, therapist, mental health professional, because they are from the heart. They are seeking depth and authenticity. Even though they may be moving away from people, meaning they are trying to get to the ideas. These are the ideas people. Ruled by Ketu is very abstract in its nature by default. Next Enneagram type, number 5, the investigator. Key traits here being perceptive, innovative, secretive, and isolated. Their basic desire is to be capable and competent. Motivation is to gain knowledge. Guru, Jupiter there. Understanding the environment and conserving energy. And now these are very heady people moving away from people. So this particular kind would be in archaeology, maybe a historian, research in history, research in sociology, for example. I'm just trying to pick out modern terms for this. Anthropology, research in anthropology, sociology, social trends, academic careers in those. Right, historical experts in those. Why? Because this is the nature of Enneagram type 5. It'll suit that career path, especially if you're type 5 and you have Mula dominant in D1 or D10 chart. Next one, Enneagram type number 1, the reformer. Obviously, Mula is always a reformer. Principled, purposeful, self-controlled and perfectionistic. Basic desire is to be good, to have integrity, to be balanced. They are striving for perfection and improvement, avoiding criticism. Centers of intelligence is the body. They are moving towards people. If this being the case, they can do good in philosophy, being a spiritual teacher, academic career in spiritual or philosophy, studying world philosophy, for example. It's becoming a popular thing these days. Youngsters do want to know what the hell happened on this planet Earth, right? Or they can even do good in psychology careers, psychologists, psychiatrists. Why? Because they're moving towards people. So number 1, reformer, Enneagram type. Check the Mula Nakshatra positioning in your D1, D10 chart and you can take it from there. Moving on to MBTI types. The first MBTI type, obviously there are two I's, so it's introverted, E is extroverted, INTP. So what does INTP provide? The logician, very logical in its approach. Mula Nakshatra can be like that, provided you have Mars here, for example. Innovative inventors with an unquenchable thirst for knowledge. Mula is interested in lots of all kinds of knowledge they dabble with because there is Jupiter there. It's in Sagittarius. They are analytical, objective, curious, and abstract thinkers. INTPs often immerse themselves in learning, exploring new ideas. They prefer flexible routines, yes, and need time alone to think. A lot of time Mula needs alone to think. Work roles involve research, analysis, creative problem solving. They excel in academia, technology, and innovative sectors. Okay, so academia is what I see. Any one of these three in academic fields, archaeology, psychology, or philosophy, but in academic fields. Because they will bring in something new. These are the new thought process people, new idea people. That is INTP combined with Mula Nakshatra. Next one, INFJ. The advocate. Now these are diplomats, more of moving towards people, quiet and mystical, yet very inspiring and tireless idealists. The characteristics are insightful, altruistic, creative, and sensitive. So their roles work-wise align with counseling, education, or social work. So right away you have the psychology, therapist of any kind, counselor of any kind, mental health professional of any kind, emotional healers of any kind, because they are diplomats, they are softer in nature, okay, they are empathetic and supportive. Therefore, if you are INFJ with Mula, especially with softer planets there like Jupiter, Moon, Venus and so on, in Mula, in D1 or D10 chart, think of these careers as a possible option for yourself. Okay. In the next one, we shall begin the 20th nakshatra of Purvashada, which comes next after this, which is a very different kind of energy. Once you have started uncovering the truth, the thing graduates on to different things in life. We shall see that next. So, till then, take care, be safe.